That was My Chest is Empty by Eric's Trip, and you are listening to Gnome City. We got the little bird outro in there. So freaking cool. But yeah, you're tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the unceded Kwikwetlem, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam Nations. And today, Gnome City is going to be all about like Canadian indie rock through time. Because I did not realize this was such a big thing until, I think a couple of weeks ago, I was listening to another show on CJSF. It was Democracy. I mean, no, I always mix that up, but Department Uno, the one that's after this show. And Connor was talking about, like, he was, like, referencing some Canadian indie rock. And I entered a very big deep dive of it, and it's such an exciting thing to deep dive, because all of the Canadian indie rock artists of, like, I think it was the biggest in the early 2000s, but they all kind of like worked together on projects and they all knew each other, and I feel like that's such a good feeling that they were all just like having fun and, you know, being creative together. And I think that's the beauty of indie rock, and I feel like it all stands really well to time. Like the song I just played, My Chest is Empty by Eric's Trip, that's from 1994, but I feel like I could definitely see it being released now. It goes with the, like, sweet, like, awkward girl voice that you see, like, in Girlpool and, like, Hollow Bastion. And, yeah, I think indie rock is just something that's very near to everyone's hearts, because it just feels, like, very authentic, you know? They're just doing it for themselves. Oh, yeah, and if you don't know, indie is, like, it's short for independent, so it's just stuff that people make by themselves. And then I think we should just continue on. No more explaining. Next up, we're going to do In the Sink by Plumtree. And this band is some very, once again, some girls. It's all girls in it, actually. And they all met, like, in high school in their music class. And actually, something really cool, if you recognize the name Plumtree, that is actually the shirt that Scott Pilgrim wears, because they wrote a song called Scott Pilgrim, and that inspired the name of the character in the very famous Scott Pilgrim versus the World. So this is like they're kind of their origin story. But I'm not playing that one today, though. I really like this song, In the Sink. It's really cute. And it's from their album Mass Teen Fainting. And I believe we're still in the 90s right now. But yeah, they're from Halifax. Let's take a listen to In the Sink.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. there's nothing to say.
Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity, soil health, support agriculture and economy, mitigate severe weather events, and provide opportunities for recreational access to nature. Together, we are unlimited. Learn more about programs and partnerships at ducks.ca.
The Unlimited Ducks, my favorite advertisement on CJSF, which is what you're listening to right now. CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Gnome City, and we were just listening to Your Ex-Lover is Dead by Stars, which is what started my whole journey, because the other day, like, Connor from Department Uno, he quoted this song. It's a line where it's like, when there's nothing left to burn, you have to set yourself on fire. I thought that was so, just such an incredible line. This whole song is just very, like, almost over the top with emotions, but in a good way, I think. I think you can never have too much emotion. But yeah, this is our little time traveling through Canadian indie rock episode. And before that, we were listening to Letter from an Occupant by The New Pornographers. And before that, we were listening to In the Sink by Plumtree. But yeah, and I feel like something really cool about Your Ex-Lover is Dead is that it was also featured on The OC, which is one of my favorite shows. It's about, like, a bunch of rich kids in Orange County, but it's really fun and awesome. And I think it's cool. I was thinking about this today. I think a lot of indie rock is very prominent in, like, you know, advertisements and movies and, like, soundtracks in general. And I think it's having your music in a soundtrack is a really cool way to, like, create a moment where you'll associate the music with it. Because I think music is always better when you have a memory that comes with it. So this almost, like, manufactures that process, but in kind of a beautiful way. And it just the emotional resonance is so much stronger. And then also, like, with Your Ex-Lover is Dead, like, someone, like, made an edit of the main couple from The OC, like, to that song. So it was a song, you know, it's like some people in Canada made it. Where's Stars from? They're from Montreal, so some people in Montreal make it. And then it's featured in a show about California. And then some random person just, like, makes an edit on their laptop because they love the show. And I think that's cool how it just all comes together. And I think that's the spirit of Canadian indie rock. Because speaking of Stars, some people from this band collaborated with Broken Social Scene, which we're going to play later. And Broken Social Scene, guys, that's, like, the ultimate collaboration of, like, all the incredible Canadian indie artists, like, all in one. And I think that's what's so fun about exploring it. And, yeah, speaking of, like, next we're getting onto the Constantines. They've worked with Broken Social Scene. The song we're going to do is called Do What You Can Do. And I was really interested in this because they talked about it in an interview with Georgia Strait, by the way, our local, very cool newspaper. This was back in 2008. They talked in an interview about how they wrote this song for a friend, and they were against being ironic. And they have this line where they say, like, in the interview, they say, I think anger is such a temporary emotion to write a song on, whereas love and affection tend to last. And that's why they write songs from that kind of place. And I think that's very cool and very punk rock of them. So, yeah, we're going to check out this song, Do What You Can Do, which is written by the Constantines from Ontario. Around 2008, I believe.
Thank you.
I wish at 12 late peace, quiet. Then I'll speed away from human sorrow. You and I, we're gonna break even. Two animals on the road to animal heaven. You do what you can do with what you got. You do what you can.
Hold the-